In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Excuse me. Our gospel lesson today is all about expectations. All about expectations. And I have to say, it really gives me great joy. Because if we are to be like Jesus in our own resurrection, then that means that we get to go fishing and we get to eat. And really, what more could you ask for, right? We get to go fishing, and there gets to be a buffet line in heaven. Those are wonderful expectations to someone like me, whose second favorite sin is gluttony. If you ask me my first, it's avarice. What were you thinking? Okay. So we have this expectation that in the resurrection, we will be like Jesus. We say it in the Nicene Creed. We anticipate it. We say that we expect it, not that we hope for it or want it. We expect it. We expect it. And I think that that's important. The expectation is what actually we can build our hope on. It is the expectation that we will experience resurrection just like Jesus. The expectation that we will have new life, that we will be able to gather together with all those who have gone before us in the faith, loved ones and all, to be able to gather with them again. Oh, I look forward to that. I look forward to the opportunity to go fishing with my grandfathers, because I never had that chance as a youngster. I look forward to some of the meals that my grandmothers would cook. When I say that, I bet each and every one of you had the thought of something just popped in your head. For me, it was my grandmother's chicken and dumpling. My other grandmother couldn't cook. She'd make really good apple butter. But the running joke in my family has always been, you know, like my dad's mother, he's just not a very good cook. Whenever my dad would go somewhere where his brothers and they'd say, you know, like, oh, how'd you like the food? My dad would say, oh, it's just like Mom used to make. We can expect certain things. Those little things right now that mean so much to us. If we're going to be transformed, if we're going to be like Jesus, if we're going to have this expectation, I think it's a two-way street. The second part of that lesson that we read is not just about Jesus and the resurrection and what we can expect there, but we can actually see what God expects from us. When he says to Peter, do you love me? Peter says, yes, Lord, you know I love you. Feed my sheep. If you love me, you will feed my sheep. If you love me, you will take care of those around you. If you love me, you're going to respect the dignity of every human being. If you love me, you will love recklessly, with abandon. You will change the way you live. So that it doesn't matter what you want. Or as he says prophetically to Peter, it doesn't matter where you want to go. You'll be led. And the expectation is you will feed my sheep. In the Easter season, we have much to be joyful of. This beautiful resurrection expectation. Yes, but it comes, my brothers and sisters, with an expectation to us as well from God. We must change our lives. We've spent 40 days in Lent repenting from the sins that we've done, things done and left undone. Now we're changed. Now it's the opportunity to go out and live as people transformed by the fact that our God lived, died, and lived again for us. Can we do it? We can with Jesus. We can with Jesus. I think that that's one of the greatest traps of the Christian life. So often we don't go to Jesus in prayer. We don't go to Jesus and ask for strength. We don't go to Jesus and say, I want to feed your sheep, Lord, but they're smelly and they bite. Help me, Lord. Guide me. This Easter season and beyond, my brothers and sisters, I would ask that you truly and earnestly seek to live into that expectation The expectation of life eternal with the God who loves us and created us, and the expectation that you will love even when it's difficult, even when it's challenging, and even when you don't want to go out and to love. And by that love, you will have life. Amen.